Time to start cross country. I know your kids, week one, out running some miles, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, we've been running all week, morning, you know, start at 7 o'clock in the morning and get a little work in while it's cool. And, you know, then they have the rest of the day to do whatever they need to do. But, yeah, they've been working pretty hard this week, so, you know, we'll just have to see how it all goes.
Expectations are pretty high, aren't they?
Well, you know, we have some changes this year. One, we dropped a class. We're now Class C this year for cross, which is a change for us. Really doesn't change our schedule or anything like that. A lot of the Class C schools that we will compete against come district day, we see a lot throughout the season, so it doesn't change a lot of that. Competition level doesn't really change a whole lot because the districts will be very tough again, regardless of whether it's Class B or Class C. So, you know, it doesn't change a whole lot that way. But, you know, looking for a great season. I think both our boys and our girls are going to be pretty good teams. You know, on the girls' side, we return a couple state qualifiers. You know, Sammy Rodewald returns as a senior for us this year. She's a three-time medalist at the state meet. You know, Sienna Dutton returns. She's a two-time state qualifier. She's going to be a junior, and she medaled 1 year. Was unable to accomplish that last year, but just, you know, going to be a very good, solid group for us to start with.
Yep. Girls and then the boys, too, have quite a few kids coming back.
Yeah, Josiah Wilkinson and Grant Capel are probably our number ones and two coming back. You know, we have Josh Wilkinson and Caleb Wilkinson are also, those guys are all looking pretty good right now. We have some other experienced guys, you know, Evan Mize back and Grant Wells is back. So, you know, we have some very experienced guys. You know, those are some upperclassmen that we have coming back that will be to look to be in the mix for varsity race.
Yep, good numbers. I mean, it's a lot of numbers there.
We have good numbers this year. You know, our boys' numbers are probably down a little bit on the high school side. You know, we have, I think, around 10 boys in the high school that are out. Girls are a little more than that. I think we're around 14 girls. You know, quite a few junior high kids, you know, so we're looking somewhere in the neighborhood of that 40 range is where we are right now as far as kids go. Just a lot of kids out, which is a nice thing to have.
Exactly right. They put the miles in. You got to do it. You got some stiff competition each every meet you go to.
Yeah, we do. You know, we start out going to North Platte, and we really don't, it's a North Platte meet, but it's held in Sutherland, which was just right south of Sutherland itself. It's going to be held at the lake, and they have a nice golf course out there. Last year we ran there, and it's a deceptive course. There are some hills in it, more than what you would think. But, you know, it started out as a very nice meet. It's a very competitive meet. You throw North Platte in, who's a Class A school, and you have Ogallala, who has some very good runners, both boys and girls. So there's some smaller schools, you know, Hershey's there. It's just a wide mix. It's just a great place to go to start our first meet of the year.
Like we said with Coach Petrosky, if you think Class C1 is going to be a pushover away from Class B, think again, huh?
No, Class C is not going to be any easier than Class B. Once I found out where we were going to be, you know, it was kind of a surprise to me, actually. I didn't know that our numbers would drop that far, you know, because we were like, they take the top 60 schools, so they classify you by the number of students you have in your 9th, 10th, and 11th grades. They count them in the fall, and then they use them for the next year to classify you. They take the top 60 or the largest 60 schools, and then they will divide those into Class A and Class B. So if you have a student population of 850 students, you're Class A. And if anything below that in those largest 60 is Class B. So Scott's Bluff is the largest Class B school this year. They have 829. We compete with them year in, year out at districts. So they have 829 students. We have 313. You know, so they're almost triple our size. Not quite, but almost. But we were the second largest Class C school. Alliance is the largest Class C school. And they will be in our district as well, I am certain. So it's just going to... It does change the dynamics a little bit, but Sydney's a Class C school. You know, they are a very good team, both boys and girls. You know, I think the girls were second. The boys won it last year. They return, on the girls' side, they return everybody but one from their top four. So that makes them a very tough school. The boys for Sydney, they lose a lot as far as cross guys go. So But they have some younger kids that were pretty good runners as well. So, you know, they're going to be they're always a solid school to run against. Ogallala has the Henning girls on the girls' side. They're very good. You know, Cozad has good runners. Just there's a wide mix. Gothenburg, the Broken Bows. Broken Bows going to have a very good squad on both the boys and the girls' side. You know, they lose one on the boys, and I don't think they lose hardly any on the girls. So, you know, that makes for a tougher mix of athletes. If you looked at our district results from last year, you had to run 17:15 on the boys' side to qualify, which was very, very fast. And on the girls, you had to run 20:48 to qualify, which is also a very fast time. So those were the top 15 who were faster than that. If you go to the boys' race, Class C, on the same course, same day, 24 seconds slower. So it was like a 17:38. 17:38 qualified on in Class C on boys, and then in the girls it was like 21:28 or something like that. It was the 15th score. So it does. There is a little slower time, but not a lot slower. Yeah. And then still some very good teams. So it's going to be tough.
And this year, correct me if I'm wrong, this year different from last year. You're starting a week earlier, your first meet, because usually you don't start the first week in September. Is that right?
Well, typically, but you know the year changes. It just depends on how the calendar falls.
Okay.
Every year is a little different. We go through. There's a long process to that. So, you know, years and years ago, what we called everybody started at the same time, regardless of whether you football, volleyball, softball, golf, whatever you were doing, everybody started the same day. And then when the NSAA started doing, I think it was when they started doing the football schedules, and they started, instead of the schools making their own schedule, the NSAA started making up schedules. They had to go to what they called a week zero. Well, then some schools didn't like the fact that they couldn't have the extra week of practice, so then if you had a week zero game, you got to start a week early. Well, then people that didn't get a week zero game thought the other teams were getting more practice time, so then everybody started a week early, and then it snowballed back, so now we all again start a week earlier than what we used to. So we get 3 weeks of practice prior to our first meet, and it did. We do start a little earlier just because of that, because we started practice a week earlier. They allowed us to have a meet earlier in the season, so that's how we wound up with that North Platte meet, because Cozad used to be our first meet, now it's our second meet, so it's just a lot of history there.
Yeah, there you go. Southwest Conference meet's going to be in Minden, right?
Yep, Southwest Conference will be in Minden. I believe that's October 5th. Minden course is a nice course. We haven't ran that for years. We used to go to their Invitational. Really, it fell. The reason I quit going, I can tell you, is because it fell on Heritage Days, and we were losing a lot of kids just to Heritage Days because, you know, they were in band or whatever, and I always let them choose which one they wanted to do. You know, I didn't feel it was fair for me to require them to go, you know, because they were in whatever other activities. So then I just, over the years, I just, you know, we're just going to have Heritage Days. We're just going to let them have Heritage Days, and we won't fight that battle.
Right.
And we'll just find another race to go to. So that's what we did. It is a very nice course. It's not real hilly. It's a lot of loops. So if you like to see kids run, you get to see them a lot at that particular race. So there's years and years ago, we had, you know, we used to run that. So all you have to remember, it's a one big, two little. There's one big loop, and then you run the little middle loop, you run twice. But it's a nice course. It's a great spectator course.
And district meet will be up Ogallala again.
I believe that's where we are. I've seen they don't have a host site, but they have the districts up as far as who will be running against, you know. But I think there's 12 teams going to be in our district as far as Class C goes. And I would assume, I'm just going to guess that it'll be at Ogallala again, because that's a very central location for that district.
All right. So once again, 2 weeks until that first meet.
Yep, 2 weeks from today, actually.
Yeah.
So you won't see me for about three weeks after that.
That's going to stink.
Yep.
But you got a couple of Saturdays you're going.
Yep. Yeah, three Saturdays. I think we're going to be gone. So we'll have, you know, we have first one's North Platte. Then our next Saturday, you know, is going to be Cozad. And then we throw our meet in. Then we also have Broken Boats on a Saturday. So.